Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, man, I was thinking about you, and I'm thinking, man, the bridges would be fishable today, the wrigglies, the upper reaches of those rivers that pour in, that draw saltwater fish in, that whole complex down there by the wall. You could cross Lake Bourne and get into the Biloxi. Man, where are you going to go today?
I tell you, you could take a standard map and throw a dart at it, and where the dart hits, go there and probably catch fish.
I think so. You're right.
It's a pretty wide open slate today as to where you'd like to go and what you'd like to do. There are fish at the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. We're seeing a few speckled trout. They do seem to be above average in size. I remember we spoke about this last weekend, and one of my clients caught a 21-inch trout. So nice, beautiful trout, but I think they only had 15 for the day, and it was a group of four. So they still hadn't come in any big numbers. After we get a couple of cold fronts, we'll really see those bridges be more productive as far as speckled trout. But there's a lot of drum by the bridges. There's plenty of sheephead. There's the occasional redfish. There's even some flounder, and that season is still open. So there's definitely some options there. The deeper passes in the area, Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, Miller's Bayou, Chef Pass, Bayou Thomas, those are all producing. The wall is producing. I ended up down by the wall yesterday, and I actually saw our friends from Seco on their way to rescue somebody. So I know that boater was happy.
Yes.
I know that boater was happy for sure. So lots of options today, really pleasant weather. I really haven't decided yet where I'd like to go. There's just so many options. I'm standing in front of the lodge, and I've seen quite a few boats go by, so that tells me there'll be some boat traffic. I may head towards the Biloxi Marsh and be a little more secluded.
Mike, I'm looking at the lake temperature, and it has dropped. It's down to about 81, which is still pretty warm. Has the water temperature dropped enough to where you're slowing down your presentation, or is that not here yet?
Oh, no, that's not necessary yet at all. Water temperatures have been in the mid-70s. So everything's at your disposal at that temperature. You could fish top water, popping corks with plastic. You could fish the bottom. You could fish suspending lures, jig heads that you're reeling through the water column as opposed to letting it go all the way to the bottom. So you have quite a few options with this type of temperature.
How about live bait in the area? Is it looking good? Everybody in good shape? All the marinas over your way?
Yeah, plenty of beautiful live bait. It's mostly being caught locally, so you're able to, recirculate your water, and they'll live quite a while since the water temperatures are not too warm. I just told your screener that it could be the best day of the year so far.
I think you're right. Everything, is, like Robbie said, the moon and the stars are all aligned for today with the wind, the tide, the temperature. Time of year, I just think, everybody's going to have a really good day on the water out there.
It certainly is shaping up to be a good, productive day. And look, even if it's not your best day as far as putting fish in a box, like our old friend Dutch would say, it's going to be a beautiful day on the water.
Yeah, I mean, just to get out in the boat and sit there. I mean, I know a lot of people, particularly some of the ladies, they just bring a book. And while everybody else fishes, they'll just read their book and enjoy being out there,
I fished with a doctor yesterday, and he was telling me some horror stories from some of his patients, and that guy was stressed out. And I said, I think I got a spot not far from here where you can de-stress. Oh, today is one of those days that the fish are not biting. You certainly can release a lot of stress.
Mike, it's National Gumbo Day, and I know you like gumbo. What's your favorite?
Well, Don, from looking at me, you can tell I'm not too hard to feed. I like most types of gumbo. I probably would say chicken and sausage, as long as it's double D sausage, would be my favorite gumbo.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, a lot of guys like you that are fishing guides or spend a lot of time out there, you just kind of get burned out a little bit on the seafood. You deal with it on a daily basis, so good old chicken and sausage hits the spot.
Yeah, I definitely like chicken and sausage gumbo, but I eat them all.
Got it. All right, Mike, y'all have fun. Take off from the spots in Dots Lake House Lodge, and if people want to find you, you're on my website, been there for years. Tell them about your site and your phone number.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have fun. We'll talk to you next week, and I hope the only time you see Cito is when you're fishing with him.
That's correct. I agree 100%, but it is peace of mind to know they're backing me up should I need them.
Gotcha. Go get them, Mike. We appreciate your report.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week.